He's considered by many as the animal's advocate, the quintessential broadcaster of everything to do with nature. Now, at 82, Sir David Attenborough has accepted a new honour. He's had a fossil named after him. The fossil is believed to be the world's oldest vertebrate mother. As science reporter Sarah Clark explains, details of the fossil find have been published in the journal Nature.
The initial find was made 3 years ago. Paleontologists unearthed a fossil belonging to that of an extinct fish species called placoderms. It was found at a site known as the Gogo Formation in the Kimberley in northwest of Western Australia. It's a spot well known for its well-preserved fossil deposits. That find was exciting enough, but when scientists took a closer look, they identified signs of life that existed 380 million years ago. Professor John Long is from the Museum Victoria.
Well, this was one of these real eureka moments in science you have once in your lifetime, I think, when we looked down the microscope and there it was, an embryo inside a 380 million-year-old fish. And I was just blown away by the very thought of this fish giving birth to live young, you know, almost 400 million years ago.
That makes it the world's oldest vertebrate mother. In fact, this is a world first on many accounts. It's the first evidence of vertebrate sex with internal fertilisation. It's the oldest known vertebrate embryo, and it reveals the first maternal feeding structures preserved in any fossil ever found. Dr. Gavin Young from the Australian National University says this reveals an advanced reproductive process to have evolved in such an ancient fish.
To have internal fertilisation for a start, you need all sorts of behaviour patterns like courtship, copulation, and then you need the hormonal control to nurture the baby inside the mother. It's a very complex and completely different system to that's common amongst most of the living fish.
And the new species has been given a name, Martopisces attenboroughi, which translates to the mother fish in honour of Sir David Attenborough. It was his trip to the Gogo fish sites in 1979 for the series Life on Earth that attracted world attention to these fossils. Professor John Long says the documentary maker has accepted the honour and is thrilled at having a fossil in his name.
I had some letters exchanges with Sir David, and, well, when I read the letter, it sounded like Sir typical David Attenborough in his narration voice. You know, I'm so thrilled, I'm so excited to have this fish named after me. It's a real honour, was the way he expressed it.
Professor John Long from the Museum Victoria, ending that report from science reporter Sarah Clark.